Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 13th, 10:47 a.m. in the year of 2021. Well, it's a Tuesday. It's kind of a crappy morning out here. I'm opening the jacket. I'm wearing a parka this morning because it was 2 degrees warmer yesterday and I was still a little chilly and a windbreaker, so I knew the parka was going to be overkill. But I'd rather be a little too warm and open up than a little too cold and shivering. So there we have it. The tune this morning that got me going was Shut Up and Dance With Me. It's got a really fast beat. I could not, you know, after the first couple stanzas, I couldn't keep up. But it was fun. You know, I got the blood moving, which is really the point. The words keep flowing. I got my 2K yesterday, although it was late in the day before I got them done. I'm halfway through now. And I'm hoping 10:47, so it's going to be 11:15 when I get back. I'm hoping I can get them done before noon, or before lunch, whichever maybe comes later. For the words is still keeping me on task. I've been sort of taking the metacognitive view of how things are going, and trying to identify the places where I wander off. And Ark Survival is definitely a place where I wander off. There are still things that I want to do in the game. And with the server running... Good morning! I didn't recognize that she's got a big pom-pom knit cap on. I want to get my cluster going. But I'm having trouble getting the router set up correctly. I think that's the problem. Pretty sure that's the problem. So that all takes time, because I'll try something and it'll take 30 minutes for the servers to reboot and come back up again, so I could test to see if what I spent 3 minutes fixing worked. Yesterday I used that time somewhat more effectively, I think, than I might have otherwise, because I say, okay, I got 30 minutes, so how many words can I write in 30 minutes? Let me knock off some of these For the Words battles and maybe finish a quest or something like that. Hood back. I've got a little bit of heat built up inside here. I need to let it out a little. So the story is no more coalescing. I'm writing thousands of words. That's mostly just dialogue. Talky, 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 talky. And when I think about it, that's really a lot of what happened in Dark Knight as well. So I just keep putting the words up. I'm well over 200,000 words at this point. I've started my 29th file in fourth words. And I know what the ending is. I know where I'm going. I know what has to happen to get to the end. And it's a long way off. And I suspect what's going to happen is that I'm going to write the whole trilogy and then I have to go back and break it into books. And that's not a bad thing. That'll mean I have three titles dropping relatively in relatively close succession. Each one will still need a cover, still need editing. I'll still need to put, once I get it broken up into pieces, I'll still need to do step sideways on the stupid curb. I still need to do the thing that makes it a book, including probably filling out and cutting down the individual titles so that they actually read as books. Now, it's like, no, don't cut it. I hear you now. Don't cut it down. Don't cut it down. Show us all of it. Every filthy word. Yeah, no. Well, to begin with, there are no filthy words in Ishmael books. There's an occasional damn. I have to think about what I'm going to put in my newsletter. Because today's the 13th. I paid my estimated taxes this morning. And, which reminded me that the 15th is like only right around the corner and I have to put out a newsletter. I'm trying to think of what book I'm going to recommend to the newsletter. Because I'm into book 10 of Deanna Chase's Witches of Keating Hollow. I don't know where this series ends, if it ends, if this is the last book. I thought the last one, book 9, I thought that was the end of it. No, there's another one. All right. I'll start tonight. Or probably at lunch. I'm paved. Oh, speaking of reading. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. I don't think I did. I had a reading streak going. 124 days. Reading every day, according to my reading insights. And then I missed a day. The day came and went, I didn't open a book. I read a lot, but I didn't open the book. One. I think it might be up to three now. But it's so demoralizing to see that. Forgot. I didn't read at lunch. I did something different. I probably looked at Twitter or something. I try not to eat at my keyboard anymore. I try to eat dinner at the table. I try to eat lunch at the table. Breakfast I'll eat at the keyboard because breakfast is generally a piece of toast and some coffee. And while it's probably heresy, I'm also trying to cut down a little bit on the coffee. I've pulled my ratio down by 20% for the beans to water. And so the coffee itself is a little bit weaker. But I'm also trying to stick to one pot. And usually a cup and a half. But I have a big cup. Little prairie dogs. But I have a big cup, and a cup holds a lot of coffee. It's more than 8 ounces. It's more than 8 ounces. My little cup holds 10, so and this is the big one, so I don't know. I don't know how many it is. I'd have to measure it. And frankly, I'm not that much into it, really. It's like, okay, we're going to... Oh, tell us all about it. Come on up, Monica. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I think I've recommended the Witches of Keating Hollow at least once already. But I don't think I've read anything else in the last month. I have to go look and look and see. I'm trying to think of the last science fiction book I read. The last fantasy book I read. And the last fantasy book I read was Witches of Keating Hollow. It's really comfortable reading for me. It's like, you know, okay, it's technically, I think it's paranormal romance. All right. They're witches and it's a romance. Okay. I'm good with that. I know Deanna from being in a writer's group with her online. I don't get anything for plugging her books, but the satisfaction of knowing that if somebody picks them up and likes them, I've made that person's life better. And there's 10 books. If you're looking for a long series. It's interesting to watch how she blends tropes. At this point, I'm looking at the series as a whole and think about, okay, how is she blending tropes here? What are the tropes that she's blending? Because in romance, there's only a few. In science fiction and space opera in particular, there's only a few. The tropes are limit, not, I don't want to say that because I don't know that's true. But in romance, the tropes are limited. So you have the pretend date. You have the missing parent. You have the ever popular and perhaps required miscommunication between the two love interests in order to postpone the eventual required ending. And the miscommunication seems to be the piece that is always, this is the part that frustrates me the most. It's because at some point in every one of these stories, and not just Deanna Chase, but everybody, well, pretty much everybody I've read, there comes a point where one person thinks the other person wants something that's a deal breaker. And quite frequently, it's both people feel the other person wants something that's a deal breaker. Even though 2 minutes of conversation would clear it up, those 2 minutes don't happen until after much gnashing of teeth and rending of clothing and angst, which I suppose is the point. You don't know what you get till it's gone. And so the mechanic is to take it away and show what happens when it's missing. And that's a valid mechanic. It works really well. The various things. And particularly when the various things are complementary. Like both parties have abandonment issues. So they try to stop the relationship before it gets started for fear that, not that they will be abandoned, but that they will give up and walk away from a relationship, causing that abandonment harm to the other party, which is an interesting trope. I think I'm finding it particularly interesting because I'm dealing with, in a certain sense, I'm dealing with a romance now, and trying to sort of brute force my way through it. Speaking of which, I know what has to happen next. So yeah, hi. I'm well past the point where I usually run out of things to talk about. That's good. Coming up on the park. Bushes, a bunch of Arby's food in a bag beside the road. Okay, she's crossing out into the street. I'll get on the sidewalk. The lady coming toward me. Can't tell she's got a cup of coffee in her hand or a hand in a cast or. Looks like a cast. I stepped out in the road to let her go by, but she took to the road too. Morning. Yeah, I've seen her before. What she did to her arm. It's in a cast and is strapped around her. Just interesting. Dopey guy. It's a guy who has a pair of Dobermans. And I see him out walking them all the time. Leaflets on that crab apple right there. The willow trees are all got yellow catkins on them. Looks like these big crab apples are going to blossom here pretty quick. Well, blossom, leaf out, do something anyway. Big cottonwood doesn't seem to be doing anything. If it got winter killed a bit. It's new growth. Looks like new growth on the tip, so maybe not. Big maple tree in my yard is doing well. Other than the broken limb that's hanging off it, but so here I am, out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.